Bay as the Clearwater Threshers take on the Fort Myer Mighty Muscles in game two of this six-game set here at BayCare Ballpark. Josh Sperber here with you on the Threshers Broadcast Network. And Enrique Segura leads the Threshers into battle today. 0-2 record, but a 3.75 ERA, 15 Ks in 12 innings for Segi, who makes his first career start against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Segura came in June of last season and now takes on Fort Myers for the first time. Here is their starting lineup. Byron Churio is the leadoff man. Jay Thomason, who came in the middle of the game yesterday for Peyton Carr, is hitting second. Yasser Mercedes and Daniel Pena in the top four of the order. Jose Rodriguez, the DH today, batting fifth. Peyton Carr returns to the lineup after exiting early yesterday. He's hitting sixth. Jefferson Valladares is the seventh hitter. Then Miguel Briseño and Angel Del Rosario for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And up comes Byron Churio, center fielder and leadoff man for the second straight night, which is usually where you will see him play. Churio had a hit and a walk, finished the game 1-for-4 in an 8-3 Muscles win yesterday. First pitch misses inside. It's a 1-0 count to Churio, who jumps away from that breaking ball from Segura, starting the count at 1-0 just after noon here at BayCare Ballpark. Now the 1-0 pitch. Popped up, high and foul down the left field line. It's 1-1. Education Day here at BayCare Ballpark. Number of young fans in the crowd. And the first day game that's not on a Sunday so far for the Threshers. 1-1, fouled away down the left field line once again. And we drop 2-1-2. Enrique Segura coming off of a loss in Palm Beach where he allowed two runs in four innings of work but struck out three. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Outside corner, and Churio just watches it go by. Enrique Segura has punched out the first man in the Mighty Muscles order. And as Jay Thomason comes to the plate, we'll set the defense behind the right-hander, Enrique Segura. Guillermo Rosario is over at first for the Clearwater Threshers. Aaron Escobar at second. Nolan Beltran, the shortstop, and Diego Gonzalez out at third. Cody Choji Naga catches the fastball to make it a 1-0 count to Thomason. As we go through the rest of the Threshers' defense, Choji Naga, the battery made of Segura, Joel Dragoo, Dante Norrie, Carter Matheson in Clearwater's outfield. As this is hit towards Dragoo in left center field, Gonzalez and Beltran sprinting toward it, but it's Dragoo who gets the track in foul ground first, reaching up to make the grab and grabbing out number two in the opening frame. So two quick ones so far for Segura. Scoreless first inning for Dragoo, and that'll bring up Yasser Mercedes, who stays in the same spot as he was in yesterday. Number three and in right field against the Dominican international Enrique Segura, who is almost a year removed from throwing a combined no-hitter in the Florida Complex League. First pitch to Mercedes is fouled back right field line, where most of the student groups are sitting today. Starting off the count 0-1 on Mercedes, who hit a two-run homer that tied the game in the fourth inning in a 1-for-5 night. 0-1. Fastball upstairs. It is 1-1. But Segura gets a point of approval from the catcher, Cody Choji Naga. 1-1, one strike the count. Working quickly, here's the pitch. And the slider drops below the zone to Mercedes. It's a 2-1 count. One outing here at BayCare Ballpark for Segura. Went in relief, allowed one earned run, three total in five innings, three hits and seven strikeouts. 2-1, another fastball, another miss. It's 3-1. And that one goes up and in towards Mercedes, who had his first homer of the season yesterday that tied the game up at 4 in the fourth inning. Now the 3-1. Slider outside corner for a called strike. Mercedes almost gave it a challenge, but instead the count fills up at 3-2. Xander Huddleston switches with Byron Matos in the home plate umpire position. Matos is the bases ump here tonight. Three balls, two strikes the count, two gone, and a scoreless top half of the first. Here's Segura with the payoff. And Mercedes, hard ground ball to second base, picked up on some short hops by Escobar, fires to first in time as Rosario makes the catch and ends the first inning. So a tough final at bat of the frame, but the Threshers send down Fort Myers in order to start off the ball game. Now it's the Threshers who grab the bats when we return with the bottom of the first inning.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Scoreless top half of the first inning for the Mighty Muscles. Now they bring their starter to the table, Eli Jones. Third appearance, 1-1 record, 14 and a third innings. He struck out 13 with an ERA of 3.14 as he gets ready to take on a formidable Clearwater Threshers lineup that the Muscles held to just three runs on six hits one day ago. Aaron Escobar leading off the lineup, and he may be the most formidable hitter in it. Currently reached in each of his 13 games so far this season, and he walked three times yesterday. First pitch is his slider to the outside edge, called the strike on Escobar, 20-year-old Venezuelan international. Now the 0-1 to Escobar, low on the slider, one ball, one strike, the count. Aaron Escobar has three homers, 16 RBIs so far this season. Second in the league in RBIs to Josh Cross of Palm Beach, who the Threshers played a week ago. 1-1, sliced foul, hits off the netting behind home plate. And the count drops to 1-2 for Aaron Escobar. Second baseman by trade, that's the only position he has played in for Clearwater this season, with a lot of options, particularly at third base. But that's where Escobar started at third in the spring breakout game over a month ago. 1-2 to Escobar. Breaking ball below the knees of Aaron, and the count evens up at 2-2. Escobar leads the Threshers with a .396 batting average. Still second on the team to Cody Shojinaga, though, in on-base percentage, despite the fact that Escobar has not failed to reach a game just yet this season. 2-2 the count to Aaron, and the pitch. Fastball zips to the outside corner for a called strike three, but it's challenged by Escobar. Here's the home plate umpire, Xander Huddleston, with the call.
Pitcher's called a strike. The batter is challenging.
Each team gets two challenges, and that will lose the threat.
Call's confirmed. Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
So Thresher's incorrect on their first challenge of the day. Aaron Escobar upset that he lost that one, and that will bring up Dante Norrie as we go through the rest of the Clearwater Threshers batting order. Norrie in center field, the two-hitter again tonight as he pulls back a bunt with the breaking ball missing outside of the zone. To following Dante Norrie, we've got Eduardo Tait hitting third and DHing. Joel Dragoo in the cleanup spot once again, and Carter Matheson bumped up to the five spot in the order. Cody Shojinaga will hit sixth, Guillermo Rosario seventh, Diego Gonzalez eighth, and Nolan Beltran batting ninth. And that's the order for the Threshers as Norrie now takes a fastball upstairs to make it a 2-0 count. Number one overall pick by the Phillies, 27th overall in the MLB draft less than a year ago. 2-0, Norrie takes it the other way into left center field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. The first knock of the day goes to Dante Norrie, who has now reached in 10 straight games for the first time in Norrie's young career. 11 hits since April the 12th, and this one was a beauty. Going opposite way, good contact, and no chance for Valladares Valladares to get that baseball. And that'll bring up Eduardo Tait DHing tonight. He's got a lot of first inning home runs, including one last night. First pitch to Tait, drops below the zone, dropped by the catcher. Norrie's off for second base. The throw is in time. And Norrie will be caught stealing second. It's a 1-0 to Eduardo Tait, but now there are two outs on the caught stealing as Norrie will head back to the dugout. And we get another look, and that one I think Norrie thought was going to go past the umpire, but it bounced off of Xander Huddleston and back in front of the catcher Daniel Pena to make that one seem easy for the Mighty Muscles. 1-0-2 Tait after this pitch will set the defense for Fort Myers. Kicking the pitch from Jones. Fastball upstairs, and the count is 2-0. The defense behind Eli Jones, including the catcher Daniel Pena. Peyton Carr back at first base. Miguel Briseño, Angel Del Rosario on the middle, and Jay Thomason over at third. Jefferson Valladares, Byron Churio, and Yasser Mercedes make up the outfield as Tait fouls back a fastball to bring the count to 2-1. Tait, the primary catcher, of course, for Clearwater. But not too many other, he didn't play other positions, not one of the catchers that played first, and mostly stays behind the plate. 2-1 hit on the ground towards second. Briseño gobbles it up, flips it over to first, and Jones faces the minimum in technically a 1-2-3 inning. I say technically because the Threshers did get a hit, but no runners stranded as we're scoreless after one here at BayCare Ballpark on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Clearwater Beach Dogs are back this Friday, April 25th, with a special Lucy May number 2 shirt jersey giveaway. All canine companions are welcome to attend all Beach Dogs nights at BayCare Ballpark. A $7 dog ticket benefits a local pet charity and is available for purchase at the BayCare box office. Beach Dogs nights are presented by VEG. Giveaway sizes and quantities are limited. Certainly going to be the case with that Lucy May shirt jersey, which I can tell you looks great and looks even better on the doggo herself. As the first pitch to Daniel Pena is a slider outside, 1-0 the count as Enrique Segura starts off the top of the second inning with ball number one. Now the pitch drops just above the knees of Pena on the breaking ball. One ball, one strike, the count. And, of course, if you're interested in seeing those Lucy May shirt jerseys, their photo is on our website at ThreshersBaseball.com. Fastball outside to Pena, 2-1. And on that website, you can also get tickets for Friday's game. But if you're at the ballpark, that is the best place to get a ticket for you and your dog in Lucy May's bat dog debut. 2-1 to Pena. Hit on the ground towards third. Picked up in a pair of hops by Gonzalez. Whips it over to first, and Pena is beaten by the throw as Guillermo Rosario makes the squeeze for out number one. Smooth play from Diego Gonzalez, and Segura has retired four straight to start the game. That'll bring up the number five hitter, Jose Rodriguez, who hit the go-ahead home run back in the fourth inning for his only hit of the day. He did walk and score, though, in the sixth, so 1-for-3 with two runs and two RBIs. First pitch is going to miss upstairs to Rodriguez. Breaking ball makes it a 1-0 count. Jose leads the Mighty Muscles in home runs with three as he takes a quick timeout. for Enrique Segura. He has thrown 17 pitches with 9 in for strikes thus far through an inning and a third. 1-0 count to Rodriguez. Slider pops straight up into the sun, and Escobar is waved off by the shortstop, Nolan Beltran. He makes the catch right next to the shift lines at second, and there's two away here in the top of the second. Still scoreless. Threshers got a hit from Dante Norrie, but he was wiped off the bag, being caught stealing for the second time this season. And that's going to bring up Peyton Carr, who left the game early. Had one at bat in the third inning and grounded out to third. Jay Thomason replaced him at first after the fourth inning. Good to see Carr back in the lineup, and glad it's not an injury that kept him out. First pitch, a breaking ball up and in to Peyton, and it's a 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscles first baseman. Same position the Carr played last night, hitting one spot above his Tuesday night position in the lineup. 1-0, slider just missing inside and almost challenged by Shoji Naga. Instead, he does not tap the catcher's mask. Count now 2-0. Two gone, bases clear. Segura sets up and fires. Slider, tap, foul, ricocheting off the catcher and out of play. It's a 2-1 count to Peyton Carr as Cody Shoji Naga gets a new baseball to toss to Enrique Segura. Carr, homer, 3 RBI so far this season, hitting 120 so far in 2025. 2 on the count, here's Segura. This one hit high in the air, out to right field, drifting into foul ground. Overcomes Rosario onto the grass in foul territory to make the grab for a 1-2-3 end to the second inning. Smooth looking pitching so far for Enrique Segura. He's barely over 20 pitches, and the Threshers look to break the scoreless draw when we head to the bottom of the second.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every...
You can get all of your Clearwater Threshers needs on our website. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for our promotions, game day scores, and ticket information, all on ThreshersBaseball.com. Plenty of tickets still available for this week. Got Taps and Tacos on Thursday night. Beach Dogs on Friday with what I must say is one of our best giveaways of the season. And Joel Dragoo gives that ball away, lets the slider float outside, starting off the bottom of the second inning with a 1-0 count. 6 ribbies so far in the season for Dragoo, and now he faces the 1-0 from Jones. Slider low in the zone, but at the knees. It's a called strike to Joel Dragoo. 22 years old is Dragoo, third-team All-American after being named the Big South Player of the Year in his final season at Presbyterian College. 1-1 the pitch. Slider outside and away. 2-1 the count now to Dragoo, the seventh-round pick in the 2024 draft by the Phillies, who has played with the Threshers since August 1st of last season. 2-1 the count, and Jones rocks and fires. Hit on the ground towards short, picked up on a pair of hops by Del Rosario. Fires it over to first. Dragoo beaten by a step and a half for out number one here in the second inning. Not a bad piece of hitting from Joel, but he hit that right in the line of Angel Del Rosario. Not much movement needed for him to pick up that baseball. So one gone for Carter Matheson. Left on right matchup for him against the righty Jones, who winds and deals. Fastball inside edge, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Matheson and Dre Goo were among four threshers called up at the exact same time last year. The first group of 2024 draftees to join Clearwater. 0-1 the pitch. Hit the other way, slowly rolling towards short. It's scooped up by Thomas and on the run towards first, just in time. Carter Matheson beaten by half a step, and man, was that close to being an infield single as Matheson kind of hit that the other way in towards the shift as the third baseman Thomason was closest to it, but that's because partly he was playing over to shift against the lefty. And that'll bring up Cody Shoji Naga, the Hawaiian native hailing from Honolulu before he signed to the University of Kansas to play his college ball. Fastball upstairs to Cody. It's a 1-0 count, and Shoji Naga got a hit in each of his first eight games. And in nine of his 10 so far this season, he has reached base in all 10. 1-0 the pitch, and on the ground, high hopper towards short. Picked up by Del Rosario, fires the long throw to first, gets Shoji Naga to finish off the second inning. So three ground outs and a 1-2-3 second inning for Clearwater. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're scoreless through two, on to inning number three.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Stick around after the game this coming Saturday, April 26th, for another fireworks show here at BayCare Ballpark. The best fireworks show in Tampa Bay is right here at BayCare Ballpark every Saturday night, sponsored by Kelly's Catering. No fireworks yet so far, just a single in the first inning from Dante Norrie. And Enrique Segura is looking great on the hill so far. One strikeout so far in the first two innings, but 2-1-2-3 affairs for the tall right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. First pitch, a slider that misses outside to Jefferson Valladares to start off the third with a 1-0 count. Next pitch, up and in, and it's called a ball, 2-0. To Valladares. Next pitch, low, 3-0 the count. First time that Segura has seen three balls in a count since the 3-2 to Mercedes back in the first inning. He's got Briseño and Del Rosario on the ledger next, but he's got to get through Valladares first. 3-0, up and in, and a four-pitch walk to start off inning number three. First base runner allowed by Enrique Segura. First walk by either team so far today. So the Mighty Muscles get their first man aboard. The ever-treacherous leadoff walk puts Jefferson Valladares on first base to bring up Miguel Briseño. The second baseman is Briseño, hitting 205 with five RBIs. First pitch, a fastball to the outside corner called a strike. And it's nothing and one. Scoreless here in the top of the third inning. One hit so far for the Threshers, one walk for the Mighty Muscles. Segura sets up, sets from the stretch at 10 o'clock, kicking the pitch, and the fastball zips to the outside edge, called strike, nothing and two. So first three pitches of the inning, missed the zone. The next two in for a strike, and he's looking to make it third time a charm against Briseño, who's got a 6.15 OPS so far this year. New pitch clock, and we're ready to go. 0-2 from Segura. He is set. Quick overthrow to first base, and it's caught easily by Rosario. Back in time is Jefferson Valladares. Valladares, 13 steals his minor league career, none so far this season. And nothing there for Miguel Briseño as he swings and misses. And a hard fastball by Segura. Enrique's second punch out of the afternoon. First one swinging as we start off the third inning with a K. And look at this one. Up and in. And that is what caused the walk to Valladares. Next pitch, a bunt laid down right back to the pitcher. Segura's only got to play at first base, so it's a sacrifice, but it's dropped by Rosario. Looked like he picked it clean, but the ball came out of his glove on the sack bunt attempt, and Angel Del Rosario moves up to first on the error. The only question is if it is going to be a hit or an error. They put up hit on the board, but with the ball dropping out of the glove of Guillermo Rosario, that certainly complicates his top of the third inning. So two aboard and one out here in the third. Men on first and second. Valladares on second. Del Rosario on first. In comes Byron Churio, the switch hitting center fielder. Fastball taken for a strike up in the zone, and it's no one count to Churio, leadoff man for the Mighty Muscles in both nights. So it is an error on Guillermo Rosario to put Angel Del Rosario on the first base bag as Churio slices back the breaking ball, bringing the count down to 0-2. Already in a hole is Churio, who went down on four pitches. A strikeout looking to lead off the game back in the top of the first inning. He's got two aboard with one out here in the third as Segura deals. Fastball just got a piece of it. Churio cues it foul off the edge of his bat and will do it again. 283 hitter with one RBI so far this season for Churio. He is typically in the leadoff role for Fort Myers, as he was with the Mighty Muscles in 2024. 0-2 the count, kicking the pitch. Slider grounded foul down the first baseline and stopped ahead of the Mighty Muscles dugout. Once again, it is 0-2. So Valladares trotting back to second. Angel Del Rosario remaining put on the first base bag. Still an 0-2 count to Churio. Here with one out in the top third. Segura is set, toes the first base side of the rubber, kicks and fires, and it's another foul ball by Byron Churio. Back to back to back with two strikes. The last four pitches have been knocked foul by Byron Churio. All four pitches he swung at have been called foul as he took a strike on the first pitch of the AB. So for the fourth time now, it's no 2 count to Churio, 2-1, one out. Five in the pitch clock. Segura deals. Slider, wave, and a whiff. Strike three. Beautiful pitch from Enrique Segura with fastball after fastball. Had Churio honing in. And he has stick that breaking ball in the outside corner. And Enrique Segura now has two punch outs in this third inning and three overall. This is one of the nicest ones yet. Looks like a fastball until it doesn't. Great pitch from Enrique to get Churio on strikes for the second time. Two away, two aboard, still scoreless with Valladares on second, Del Rosario on first. The fastball just misses up and outside to Jay Thomason, who flied off to left back in the first inning and is now 1-0. That fly ball was actually in foul territory when it was caught by Joel Dragu. 1-0 pitch, just missing outside on the breaking ball. Now it's 2-0 to Thomason. Thomason last night came in the fourth inning, went down looking to end the frame, walked and scored in the sixth, flied out in the eighth. He is 0-2 with a run so far this series, including today's at bat. He's 0-3. 2-0 to Thomason. High fly ball deep out to left field. Dragu quickly abandons his run as that ball is ticketed for the concourse. Foul ball off the bat of Jay Thomason, and it is a 2-1 count. Thomason tied with Jose Rodriguez for the team lead with three home runs has five RBIs on the season as well for the Twins corner infield prospect here in Fort Myers. Two balls, one strike, the count, two on, two out. Segura trying to pitch himself out of a jam. He's set from the stretch, and time is called. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on Enrique Segura. Automatic ball three makes it a 3-1 count to Thomason. Oh, it looked very close to the edge of that pitch clock when Segura started hitting his windup. So it's a 3-1 to Thomason now, the pitch. Sliced foul, and we'll do it again with the runners now ready to take off. On first base is Angel Del Rosario. He will head to second. On second base, Jefferson Valladares. He will head to third. Three balls, two strikes the count. Two runners aboard, still scoreless, and Segura aims to keep it that way. Payoff pitch, runners go. It's hit on the ground towards first. Scooped up by Rosario, who calls off Segura, tags the bag himself, and ends the third inning. So the Threshers bend, but they do not break. One error, no runs, no hits, and two men left aboard as we get through two and a half with the Threshers and Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles tied at zero.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Another day with great starting pitching. Each side spinning a good outing to start off the game. Enrique Segura, a solid first two innings, or solid first three innings, three Ks. Eli Jones has retired each of the last four batters since Dante Norris, one out single in the first inning. Now the bottom third of the Threshers order set to start the third, Guillermo Rosario, Diego Gonzalez, and Nolan Beltran. First pitch to Rosario. Slider outside, missing, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Rosario, a catcher by trade, but is expected to get mixes at catcher and first throughout any given series. 1-0 the pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and the count even is at 1-1. Curveball missing low and away, and the count is now 2-1. Good eye on Rosario as that one looked very close to catching the knees inside the strike zone. 2-1 the count. Eli Jones works, rocks, and deals. Fastball outside corner for a called strike, and now the count evens at 2-2. Rosario is playing in his third game of the season so far after beginning the year on the injured list, but he has hits in each of his first two. 2-2, fastball low, and that fills up the count at 3-2. So a full count, new pitch clock for the righty. He deals. High chopper down the third base line, but it's foul, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Rosario, the catcher for Enrique Segura, is no-hitter in the Florida Complex League. Back as his battery mate here today. Payoff pitch coming to Guillermo. Here's Jones. And that one is well off the plate for ball four. So Guillermo Rosario draws the first walk surrendered by Jones, and another leadoff walk that the Threshers will hope to take advantage of, as Jefferson Valladares led off the walk to start off the top of the third inning. Threshers hoping to avoid imitating that run, as after a man got on second, the Mighty Muscles kind of had stalled out. And the Threshers got out of the inning. Now they're ahead after a walk in the leadoff spot as Gonzalez takes ball one, a slider on the outside corner. Another Venezuelan native is Gonzalez, as he awaits the 1-0 pitch. Holds up on the slider, outside and low, 2-0. So it's a 2-0 count now to Gonzalez, who mostly plays short, but tonight filling in at third is Brady Day, getting the morning off. 2-0 the count to Diego, kicking the pitch. Fastball zips up and away, now it's 3-0. And the Threshers in danger of putting the first two batters aboard. So 3-0 to Gonzalez, only a couple of hits so far this season. And the 3-0, way upstairs, ball four. So Guillermo Rosario moves to second, and Diego Gonzalez, who is a solid base runner, will head to first. Back-to-back walks for Eli Jones, and that'll bring up Nolan Beltran, the Colombian international out of Cartagena, who was 0 for 3 last night, but is a guy who rarely seems to strike out. And that is maybe something that the Mighty Muscles are going to go talk about on the hill, as Fort Myers' pitching coach, Richard Salazar, is coming to have a chat with his starter, Eli Jones. Salazar in his ninth year with the Twins, fourth year with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And here comes Xander Huddleston to break up the mound visit. No minor league scores to report yet, and there won't be all game, as the Threshers have the only game before 6 o'clock in the Phillies minor league system. We'll try to get you some more scores on any other time that there's a mound visit. We'll be happy to send you back with some scores from around the minor leagues and the major leagues. But the Threshers have a good chance here. Two on and nobody out. Nolan Beltran up to the plate against the righty. First pitch, he bunches it right back to the pitcher's mound, and it's perfect. Beautiful sacrifice, and the ball hits Beltran in the back. Hope he's okay. Doesn't get to the base, but Nolan Beltran definitely had to feel that one. The least that we know is that Rosario is on third. Gonzalez is on second now. And I'm not sure what they're going to call that one on Beltran. But he's staying on the first base bag. So now the Threshers, with nobody out, have the bases loaded for Aaron Escobar. First pitch, tap foul, and the count is 0-1. So an 0-1 count to Escobar, who's 0-2 with three walks so far this series. Struck out looking in the first inning. Glance over at second, and the pitch taken the other way by Escobar. And it is 0-2. So the Beltran hit was officially ruled a single. That loads up the bases. Rosario, Gonzalez, and Beltran from third to first. 0-2 to Aaron Escobar. With the bases loaded, the pitch outside and high and away. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Escobar, who's been moved with in the first and second spots in Clearwater's order. The 1-2 pitch holds up the swing, slider low and away, and the count evens up at 2-2. Still nobody out here in this third inning, and the Threshers getting early runs is always something important. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Here's the pitch. And that one drops below the zone, making the count 3-0.
So a full count to Escobar. We've got runners on all three bases, so I doubt anyone is going. Beltran, Gonzalez, and Rosario from first to third. Payoff pitch coming for Arone. We'll see if he can belt another grand slam with these guys on the base path. Eli Jones still looking for a sign after a couple of pitch clock resets, but we're back now. And so is Jones. Sets from the chest, lowers to the belly, and here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. That is the first out of the third inning. So Escobar has struck out twice. Rare to see him K twice in a day. He's walked seven times, but struck out now 18 after these two at-bats. That'll bring up Dante Norrie, who singled back in inning number one, but could not come around to score. And now, this ball hammered down the left field line, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. One run will score, and a second comes across as well. It's a two RBI single for Dante Norrie. The Threshers take a 2-0 lead. Guillermo Rosario, Nolan Beltran come across to score. Gonzalez to third. Oh, no, it's just a one-run single. Bases are still loaded. And Norrie with another RBI. His third of the season. The Threshers take another early lead here in the opening frame. And Rosario scores. Gonzalez to third. Beltran to second. Norrie now on first with the RBI. And Eduardo Tait takes automatic ball one against Eli Jones. It's 1-0 Threshers as Gonzalez was held up at third. High hopper from Tait bounces over the pitcher's mound into the glove of Briseño, who flips a second for one but can't get the runner at first base. And another one scores. Gonzalez came across on the twin killing. Norrie is out at second, 4-6, but Eduardo Tait safe at first on a fielder's choice, and his 13th RBI of the season. So now it's 2-0. Thank you for making me right, Mr. Tait. And a routine play, but Tait really hustling down that line. And for a big guy, as Tait is listed at 239 pounds, he can run pretty well, particularly for a catcher, and that's the athleticism you have at 18 years old, as Dragoo takes a fastball low for a called strike. So 0-1 to Dragoo, who is 0-1 today with a ground out. Now runners on the corners for him, as this is sliced high in the air, fouled off, it's nothing in two. Tait on first, unlikely to steal. Nolan Beltran on third, not going to steal because he's 90 feet from the plate. Dragoo, though, has an 0-2 count as the Mighty Muscles have a righty warming up in their bullpen. The 0-2, Dragoo stays alive, slapping a fastball foul, and the count remains nothing in two. 43 pitches so far for Eli Jones. 23 of them have come over the plate for strikes, including that 90-mile-an-hour cutter that Dragoo just fended off. 0-2 now to Joel. And the kick and the pitch. Fastball gets away from the catcher. Sprinting on home is Beltran, and he's going to get there. Wild pitch brings up run number 3 for the Clearwater Threshers. 3-0 Threshers lead as Beltran scores on the wild pitch. Tait moves to second. And it is a 1-2 count to Joel Dragoo. We take another look here. Sign easy choice for Dragoo to give the come on down sign to Nolan Beltran as he loops this into center, but before it reaches the grass, Miguel Briseño reaches back and comes up with a soft line drive. But not before the damage was done for the Clearwater Threshers. They get 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. At the end of 3, Threshers lead by 3, 3-0.
All right, we're down here on
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this
The Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, is a club for seniors 55 and older that meets during Wednesday Clearwater Threshers home games. Club membership is only $30 per senior per season. It is technically Silver Sharks night, but also Education Day here in the top of the fourth inning. Threshers just put up three in the third and now have a comfortable lead for Enrique Segura, who has been dealing so far against the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Yasser Mercedes is a short hop over towards second base. Sliding stop by Escobar, but he can't make the throw in time, and it's a base hit for Yasser Mercedes, second game in a row where a no-hitter was broken up early in the fourth inning. And Enrique Segura surrendering his first hit of the game, but Escobar with a really nice sliding stop at second to prevent that from turning into maybe something more. So Yasser Mercedes is aboard, and now he'll head to second on the wild pitch. The fastball slipped out of the glove of Shoji Naga. And now Mercedes is on the second base bag. One of the count to Daniel Pena. 3-0 Threshers. Three hits and an error for them. Just one hit so far. That last single by Yasser Mercedes, who is now on second. Daniel Pena ground out to third to lead off the second. He is 0-1. 1-0 the pitch. And the breaking ball misses upstairs. County lifts up to 2-0 on Pena, with the potential first run of the game in scoring position for Fort Myers. Segura deals. Slider upstairs, 3-0. Little trouble with the command on those last couple pitches for Seggy. But he's got a 3-0 pitch. Set from the stretch is Enrique. Kicking the 3-0, fastball right down the pipe, and that will make it 3-1. Pena looked like he was going to challenge it, but he was just straightening his helmet. 3-1 the count to Pena. Segura deals. Slider sliced foul high in the air and into the suites. It's a full count, 3-2. Yasser Mercedes is on second base. It's unlikely, though more possible, that he'll steal third with a right-handed hitter like Pena up at the dish. Short leadoff second for Mercedes, being watched by Escobar. Payoff pitch, runner stays. Wouldn't matter, he's got to go back as Pena just cranked that fastball from Segura foul. And the sinking fastball was pitch number 50 for Enrique. 30 have come over the plate for strikes so far. So it's a 3-ball, 2-strike count. And once again, the payoff from Segura. Instead, it's a pickoff attempt, not in time at second base. And sliding in just ahead of the tag is Yasser Mercedes, with Aaron Escobar dropping the tag on the right fielder. So, we do this again. 3-balls, 2-strikes the count. Nobody out. Man on second. Threshers up 3 in the fourth. The pitch. Pena, hard ground ball to short. And the runner goes to third. Sliding safe. And Gonzalez can't believe it. Frankly, neither can I. It looks like Gonzalez and Beltran had him dead to rights. And Mercedes is safe at third. Pena will reach on the 6-5 fielder's choice. And that will keep it without an out in the inning. And we'll take another look right here. Looked clean. Beltran and Gonzalez. I don't even think he was on the base. That's a tough call to make for the bases umpire, but it is still 3-1, or 3-0, excuse me. And now the tying runs up the plate in Jose Rodriguez. First pitch outside on the fastball to Rodriguez. 1-0 the count to the Mighty Muscles DH, who is the team leader in home runs, currently sporting three of them. Pena with a leadoff of first base. Watching closely is Rosario. The pitch, slider to the outside part of the plate, no, and it's 2-0. Rodriguez 0-1 today, popped out to Beltran over at shortstop in his last at bat. 2-0, swing and a miss. Hefty hack over the top of the fastball, and it's 2-1 as Segura blows that one by Rodriguez, who has five RBIs so far this season. Still 2-1, still nobody out for the Threshers as Segura toes the rubber on the first base side. Kicking the pitch, slider outside, now it's 3-1. Last thing Segura wants to do here after a fantastic bottom of the third inning for the Threshers would be to give those runs back as a very friendly hitter's count on a power hitter. 3-1 gets by the catcher. Segura runs to cover. It's not going to be in time. A wild pitch scores the first run for Fort Myers, and it is 3-1. Pena moving to second on the wild pitch, and Jose Rodriguez will head to first with a walk. So the first three batters reach, albeit one of them unsafely. That's Daniel Pena, who's on the second base bag. And on first is going to be Jose Rodriguez. First and second with nobody out in the fourth, and out comes Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach for the Clearwater Threshers. As I mentioned today, there are no minor league games in the Phillies system going on right now. First one starts at 6, but a trio of former Threshers are starting around the league in the Phillies system. In high A, Alex McFarland gets the ball as the Jersey Shore Blue Claws take on former Thresher Troy Treffler and the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's going to be at 6:35. About half an hour before that, Braden Fosnot gets the ball on the road in Portland against the Sea Dogs. And at 6:45, 2021 at Thresher and former first-round pick Mick Abel gets the ball against the Columbus Clippers. Abel already in the top 10 in the entirety of minor league baseball in strikeouts with 26. Swing and a miss by Peyton Carr. And it's 0-1 to start off this at-bat with a loaded set of bags and nobody out. Not an ideal situation for the pitcher. Threshers, though, up by three with a tying run on first base. 0-1. Slider drifts to the outer half, but it misses. Now it is an even 1-1 count to Peyton Carr, who popped out in foul ground to first base back in his last time up. So runners on first and second. Rodriguez on first, Pena on second, and this one is blooped out past the shortstop. Beltran makes a great over-the-shoulder grab, throws to second, and he's not out. If the ball had been caught by Escobar, we would have had a double play. But with the ball just popping out of Arone's glove, it is just a great catch on the pop fly by Arone Escobar. So Pena safer, by Nolan Beltran for the first out in the fourth inning. 3-1 is the score, and we'll take another look. Not an easy play to see in the sun. Late read and a jump. Great job by Beltran to handle it. Escobar, again, he would have made the catch in time, but the ball bounced down of his glove for out number one. And another ball popped up, this time by Valladares. Staying in the infield on the right side, Escobar calls off Rosario, makes the catch. Quick out number two on the infield pop. So great response to the run-scoring wild pitch from Enrique Segura, inducing two very weak fly balls in a row. One of them would have only been a hit by some virtue of luck had Beltran not been able to get there, but he has been making some incredible defensive plays at short already this series. A diving catch and a couple of nice plays on the ground yesterday, and now a nice over-the-shoulder pop-up catch in this bright Wednesday afternoon. Two outs, first pitch to Miguel Briseño misses upstairs. The heater buzzes above the count of the zone, and it's a 1-0 count to Miguel Briseño. Still Daniel Pena on second, Jose Rodriguez on first, and a 3-1 Threshers lead here in the top of the fourth. Segura deals. Slider outside corner, called a strike. Count evens 1-1 to Miguel Briseño. The Mighty Muscles still have yet to use a challenge so far, and Briseño didn't do it there. 1-1 the count, 2-on, 2-out. Segura scans the runners and fires. Sliders over to the outside corner, called strike, 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes the count, two gone, two on. Segura deals, slider hit on the ground towards third. Picked up on a pair of hops by Gonzalez. Long throw across the diamond, caught by Rosario, and that's going to do it for the fourth inning. So the Mighty Muscles do get a run. That'll come on one hit with no errors and two men left aboard the base pass for the second inning in a row. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Clearwater Threshers 3, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 1.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by Baycare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Baycare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Eli Jones still on the hill for Fort Myers. 3-1 the lead for the Threshers. A wild pitch has scored the last run for each of the two teams here today. 3-1 the score, bottom four, and now Carter Matheson leads things off. And a dangerous trio of himself, Cody Shojinaga, and Guillermo Rosario. Two-run Threshers lead. Jones rocks and fires. First pitch to Matheson's, a fastball right down Main Street. Taken for a strike, nothing and one. Matheson 0-for-1 coming off of his first multi-hit game of the season. And what's been rather rare for him is that he didn't have an RBI in that game. Or he only had one RBI in that game. Swing and a miss, now it's 0-2. Matheson, most of his hits so far have gone four extra bases with three home runs. And now another double for Carter. 10 RBIs on the season as well. The 0-2 cut on and miss. Third strike is dropped by Pena. Throw over to first. On the ground, but scooped up in time by Peyton Carr. And that is out number one here in the fourth inning, as we're joined by everyone's favorite special guest, Finley T. Thresher, who is wearing a lot of sunscreen right now, which is good. We like to keep our fans safe from the sun's rays, even sharks, who are probably more used to it than the others. You know, they get it from the sea all the time. As Shojinaga takes a strike, 0-1. Did you ever see Cody Shojinaga in Hawaii? Of course you did. Always keeping tabs on our Threshers is Finley. 0-1, cut on a miss. Now it's 0-2. And we also have a whole bunch of kids out there for Education Day, where Finley is their teacher. And I don't think they've been listening to you, have they? Have they? Some of them good, some of them bad. All right. I mean, you know, you never know. 0-2. Shojinaga hits a high fly ball out to left field. Valladares eases forward, ranges to his right, reaches up to make the grab for out number two. That'll bring up Guillermo Rosario, who has reached in each of the first three games one of Finley's good friends from last year, who actually just celebrated a birthday, Guillermo Rosario turning 20. During yesterday's game, where he did not start, but he did go 1-for-3 with a walk against Palm Beach back on Sunday. Two down for Guillermo. Fastball sent over for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count. And we're going to be celebrating Finley's birthday a little bit later on this year. And he is already excited about that birthday. 0-1. Hit on the ground, back up the middle, and it's a base hit for Rosario. Three games in 2025 for Guillermo, and he has a hit in each one of them. That is the fourth knock of the day for the Clearwater Threshers, and the inning continues with two outs here in the fourth inning. And don't forget, we'll take another look at this one first, but that is just about as perfectly as you can hit a ground ball for Rosario. Up the middle enough to be away from the pitcher, right in between short and second. So two away now for Diego Gonzalez, who walked and scored in the third. Now the man on first. Fastball outside corner, called strike one. And to talk more about Finley's birthday, that will be in June. Information on our website at threshersbaseball.com. We'll have some fun activities for Finley's favorite club, the Little Anglers. 0-1, Gonzalez bounced it back towards the middle, scooped up on the run by Del Rosario. It's short. He fires to first in time, and that will do it. Finley's got a busy schedule ahead of him, so I'll have to catch him under the sea a little bit later on. Threshers go down in four batters faced, but get a hit in the fourth inning, leaving a man stranded. Still 3-1 Threshers as we head to the fifth.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home...
The Little Anglers Kids Club is for children 13 olds and younger to enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball here at Baycare Ballpark. Members receive free admission to Thursday home games, an exclusive swag bag with a Little Anglers t-shirt, and they get to participate in fun activities like pregame parent-kid catch from 5:45 to 6 on the field, and postgame running the bases brought to you by Baycare Kids. That'll bring up on Del Rosario to lead off the fifth inning. Enrique Segura looking for his first win of the season, and that will be a possibility if he completes this inning with the Threshers still in the lead. Starts off Del Rosario with ball one. 3-1 score in favor of Clearwater. One on the pitch, fastball zips outside to the corner. It's a 1-1 count as it's called a strike on Del Rosario. And that one, a bunt attempt. It's a strike anyway, but Del Rosario left his bat in bunting position. And now it's a one ball, two strike count to the Mighty Muscle shortstop. Del Rosario, a former Dunedin Blue Jay back in 2023. He was a Rule 5 pick of the Twins in the 2023 minor league phase of that Rule 5 draft. Now it's a 2-2 count as the breaking ball misses upstairs to on Hill. Last two seasons he has spent with the Muscles in the 40 State League. Last three seasons overall. 2-2. This one hit in the air out to right center field. Norrie stops in dead center, makes the catch. And that is out number one here in the fifth inning. So number nine hitter is retired, and now the lineup card turns over for the third time today for Enrique Segura. Already has thrown 67 pitches, 40 of them over for strikes, 3 Ks in 4 1/3 innings with just one run allowed. That'll bring up Byron Churio, the speedster, who's pretty much entrenched in the leadoff spot for Fort Myers when he's in the lineup. First pitch to Byron, cut on and missed, and it's an 0-1 count. He's hit all around the orders at first, second, seventh, ninth, typically in spots where you need a quick player, as that ball gets by Segura. Churio, though, today 0 for 2. He has struck out two different ways, looking in the first, swinging in the third, both on a 2-2 count against Segura. Pitch number 70 locked and loaded for Enrique, the 0-1. Fastball right down the pipe, called a strike, and it's 0-2. And he has got the better and better of Byron Churio, who fouled off a whole bunch of pitches with two strikes in the third inning. We'll see if Segura can make it three. No, he can't. High fly ball out to shallow left center field. Coming in is Dragoo. So is Nori. But Dragoo makes the call and the catch for out number two. So it's not a strikeout for Byron Churio, but it is an out. Two gone here in the top of the fifth inning, as Enrique Segura looks to bring the Threshers to the halfway point. That'll bring up Jay Thomason, corner infielder. And he is 0 for 2 today. First pitch, swing and a miss. Hefty hack over the top of that breaking ball. Thomason thought it was coming in with a little bit more speed. And it's 0-1 way out in front of that pitch from Segura. Thomason calls a timeout. 0 for 2 with a foul fly ball and a ground out in his prior two at-bats. Now he faces an 0-1 count. Threshers have a man up in the pen out in left field. Now the 0-1 to Thomason is fouled off again over the press box on the third base side, and it's 0-2. 195 hitter on the year is Thomason, tied with Jose Rodriguez for the team lead with 3 home runs. Nothing in 2 the count. Segura deals. Inside, fastball zips into Thomason, and it's a 1-2 count on pitch number 75 by Enrique Segura, clocked at 96 miles an hour. Fastest pitch I've ever seen Segura throw. Now it's 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, and that's scooped up by Shoji Naga. New baseball coming to Segura, 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Segura was a low 90s pitcher last year, but that fastball especially has really increased in velocity over the course of the offseason. Next pitch, low and in. So the 0-2 count goes to 3-2. A full count to Thomason, who worked it that way after starting off in an 0-2 hole. Segura might be approaching his final batter as he is above 75 pitches. Payoff pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Pulls the string with a slider after a host of heaters, and Enrique Segura has his fourth strikeout to punctuate emphatically a 1-2-3 fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we're halfway home here on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Enrique Segura, with his fourth K of the day, has the Threshers ahead by 2.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia.
Right Eli Jones back in for the bottom of the fifth inning, but he is currently in line for the loss. All three of his runs earned, all of them came in the bottom of the third inning. And it's 3-1 Threshers with Nolan Beltran leading off the bottom of the fifth inning here on our first education day of the season. We've got a camp day in June or July, so visit threshersbaseball.com. If you think these kids out here are having a lot of fun and you want to get your school in on the action or camp. 0-1 as Beltran sends a swinging bunt after the upward pitch from Eli Jones. He singled and scored back in the third inning. Came home on a wild pitch from Jones. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. Little bit too late as that one rolls right behind the catcher. 0-2 the count. Nobody out here to start off the bottom fifth. Threshers ahead 3-1, 4-1 if you say the hits. This one nubbed back up towards the first baseline. Barehanded by Jones. Fires to first in time, and that is out number one here in the fifth. And that was close to staying foul. I genuinely thought that one bounced off the plate or something like that, but just in front of it for a fair ball, and Beltran's average dips back to .500. And that'll bring up Aaron Escobar, who is 0 for his first two, a very rare occurrence for Aaron. One gone, and this ball is hammered high and deep out to left field. Back goes Valladares, and that ball is out of here. 14 games played, 14 games reached base, and home run number 4 puts the Threshers up by 3 runs. That ball got out of here in a hurry, and it might be hot outside, but that is a cold, cold man in Aaron Escobar. 4 homers on the season now, and take a look at this rip. Hanging curveball absolutely destroyed. And you can see that baseball over at the Tiki Bar for our post-game happy hour beginning at 5 o'clock with drink specials and great times all day long after this afternoon contest. Escobar's fourth homer of the year makes it 4-1 Clearwater, and Dante Norri fouls off a bunt to make it an 0-1 count. He has his third RBI this season already, and Norri is 2 for his first two. 0-1, and now the count's 1-1. One one to Norri, two singles and an RBI. This ball hit well, high in the air, out to left center field. It's tailing in, and the shortstop, Del Rosario, camps underneath it, makes the catch, and Norri is retired for the first time. And that is out number two. 2 for 3 on the day now is Norri. And now Eduardo Tait coming up to the plate. He's 0 for 2 so far, but beating out a double play in the third inning earned him an RBI. His 13th of the season, that puts him second on the Threshers behind Escobar. First pitch drilled on a line out to left field, and it's a base hit by Eduardo Tait. Can't keep him off the base pass for too long. Tait slamming a single, and that is the Threshers' sixth hit of the day. This one coming with two outs in the fifth, and take another look. Eduardo Tait might not have launched that as high in the air as you'll see a lot of his baseballs, but make no mistake, this kid has power to all fields on a hard line drive single for his first knock of the day. Two gone for Joel Dragoo. Man on first is Tait. Dragoo takes the slider low and away to make it a 1-0 count. Joel's 0 for 2 so far. Ground out and a line out, with the line out going right to the second baseman and the third inning. On a well-hit ball. 1-0, 2-0 as the breaking ball drops below the zone. 6 RBIs so far this season for Dragoo. Half of those have come on game-winning hits, including a walk-off single the first Tuesday at home against Daytona and the series-tying 2-RBI double in Palm Beach. The 2-0 is lifted high in the air out to right field, drifting foul, and it goes out of play. So Tait, who is almost at the third base bag, will have to come back to first as Dragoo will step back into the right-handed batter's box with a 2-1 count. 4-1 the lead for Clearwater. Those four runs coming on six hits. One run on one hit for the Mighty Muscles. Two gone, man on. One across, who are already in the bottom fifth. Another foul ball by Dre Goo. This one sliced behind home plate, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tai with a sizable lead off of first, being watched by Peyton Carr. Jones keeps his focus on the hitter. Quick turn and fire with about a second and a half left on the pitch clock to keep Tait at first and prevent the pitch clock violation. Two to Dre Goo. The pitch. Fastball to the outside corner, called strike three, and that's going to do it for the fifth inning. So two hits in the inning for Clearwater, but one of them a bit louder than the other. Aaron Escobar launches his fourth home run of the season over towards the Tiki Bar, and we head to the sixth with the Threshers ahead 4-1.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
A new pitcher in more ways than one coming on for the Clearwater Threshers, and a big congratulations to Kevin Warnick as he makes his professional debut here in Clearwater with his first outing of the season. Warnick, a lefty out of Longwood in Virginia, was drafted in the 18th round by the Phillies in last year's draft after going 2-0 in 21 innings of work for Longwood with a 2.08 ERA in his final season in 2024. He started off with Yasser Mercedes, who takes a breaking ball upstairs for ball number one. Yasser's 1-for-2, scored the first run of the game on a wild pitch back in the fourth inning. 4-1 Threshers, and Enrique Segura deserves a whole lot of credit for that. One run on one hit allowed over a span of five innings as Warnick misses upstairs again to Mercedes to start off his career with a 2-0 count. So one run, one hit, two walks, four strikeouts in five innings for Enrique Segura. He's in line for the victory, and the 22-year-old left-hander is trying to keep that momentum going on the hill for Clearwater. And that's the first strike he has thrown. Fastball to the inner half, and it's 2-1. To Mercedes, who's 1-for-2 on the day, only hit for Fort Myers, and that's got to hurt. Fouls off the breaking ball that I think knocked back Cody Shojinaga's catcher mask, but he shakes that off like he's nothing. And those catchers are a different breed, I'll tell you. Threshers have some tough kids behind the plate as we get another look at this hard foul ball. Yep, right in the noggin. 2-2 on Mercedes. Warnick deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Kevin Warnick with his first professional strikeout. A fastball to the outer corner, eliminating Yasser Mercedes and striking out the fifth Mighty Muscle of the day. And we get another look. That was not an easy pitch to hit. So the first batter faced by Kevin Warnick as a pro is a strikeout, as the lefty struck out 25 in 21 and two-thirds innings in his final season at Longwood. First pitch coming to Pena, fastball up and in, and it's a 1-0 count to Pena, who reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning but is 0 for 2. And Warnick started his career as a starter for Longwood back in 2022 after ending his high school career as one of the most valued pitching prospects heading to college ball. Pena fouls off the fastball, 1-1. And Warnick was a Saturday starter for Longwood. And for those of you who don't follow college baseball, that effectively means that he was their ace. Biggest game of the week in most college games are on Saturdays, as Pena fouls off another sinker from Warnick, 1-2. He had 14 starts and pitched 53 innings, went 4-4 with a 6.41 ERA and 53 and a third innings. Since then, he has not started a single game. Warnick finished his college career in the bullpen and came out of the bullpen 12 times to a tune of a 7-5 record for Longwood in his final year. 1-2, breaking ball low. Two balls, two strikes the count to Daniel Pena. '87 collegiate innings, 60 strikeouts for Warnick. Now he's got a 2-2 on Daniel Pena. The pitch just missing upstairs. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes the count. Full count coming to Pena. One gone in the sixth, kicking the payoff. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Another upstairs sinker from Kevin Warnick. And the first two batters he has faced, they've worked him in the count. But Kevin Warnick has two big-time strikeouts, getting the high cheese by a pair of Mighty Muscles. Look at the carry on that sinking fastball. That frustrated Daniel Pena. Two away for Jose Rodriguez. Threshers lead at 4-1 with two gone in the top of the sixth inning. Warnick takes a deep breath and the lefty deals. Fastball bounces low, and it's a 1-0 count on Rodriguez, who reached on a walk, one of two surrendered in the first five innings by Enrique Segura. First five-inning start of the season for any Threshers player. This ball hit high in the air, out to center field. Norrie ranging to his right. Reaches up, undercuts Trey Gu to make the catch, and that will do it for the inning in the sixth. So a great start to Kevin Warnick's career. Two strikeouts and a flyout, the 1-2-3 first inning ever for Warnick. And after 5.5, it's Threshers 4, Mighty Muscles 1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater.
Ivron Romero taking to the mound for the fourth time this season. Three games all out of the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. Five innings of work, six Ks, two walks. And now Carter Matheson will be the first Thresher he faces in 2025. Bottom of the sixth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers ahead 4-1 in a battle for sole possession of first place in the West Division as Matheson takes a look at a fastball that settles over for a called strike. Carter, Cody, and Guillermo, the three up for the Threshers here in the sixth inning. Rosario was reached twice, the other two 0-2. Matheson, swing and a miss, out in front of the curveball. It's 0-2 to the Threshers' right fielder. Both starters went five innings for their respective clubs. Eli Jones in line for the loss after surrendering six hits and four runs, two walks, four Ks in five innings of work. And now Romero has a 0-2 advantage on Carter Matheson. Wine kick in the 0-2, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. First three pitches, all strikes from Ivron Romero. And there is the first out of the sixth inning. And Ivron Romero, an undrafted free agent out of the University of San Diego, hailing from Phoenix, Arizona, from a baseball school that might not be the most prestigious, but does have one very distinguished alum. Cody Shojinaga hits it on the ground towards second base. Double hopper over to Briseño, two away as he fires it to first base. And to get back to what I was saying earlier about Ivron Romero, one of the most memorable players to ever play college baseball at U San Diego, played his entire major league career with the San Diego Padres after starring on both the basketball and baseball team at USD. Tony Gwynn, the late legend and Hall of Famer. Guillermo Rosario takes a first pitch slider, outer edge for a called strike. Count is nothing and one. Fouled away by Rosario. Now it's 0-2. Next pitch, up and in, some chin music. Bends Rosario backwards to stay away from the wayward fastball. Counts now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Three-run lead for Clearwater. And that one's spun foul by Guillermo Rosario, keeping the count at 1-2. He's reached twice today, walked and scored in the third, singled in the fourth inning. And a three-game hit streak so far in the first three games of the season for Rosario. Five on the pitch clock. Romero's now set. Ball at the belly. 1-2 the pitch. Slider to the outside half of the plate. No go. Pena was trying to sell strike three. Instead, it's ball two. No challenge. Fort Myers has not challenged a call at all today. 2-2 now to Guillermo. Romero deals. Bends away from the inside slider. Three balls, two strike the count. The Threshers' first baseman. And now it's a full count with two gone here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the Threshers have Marty Gayer up and warming in the bullpen. He'll get some more time to warm up as Guillermo Rosario draws his second walk of the day to extend this sixth inning one more time. Second inning in a row, or second at bat in a row, where Rosario has come up with two outs in the inning, and it kept the inning going for Clearwater by reaching. He's 1-for-1 with two walks and a run scored. This ball hit up the middle by Gonzalez underneath the glove of Briseño for a base hit. Rosario speeding around second base. He'll head into third. The throw is not in time, and Rosario makes it all the way to third base on a Diego Gonzalez single. Seven hits on the day now for Clearwater. And the Threshers have a two-out rally brewing here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Nolan Beltran as we take another look at this great piece of hitting by Gonzalez. Hard smash up the middle. Briseño was shifted over towards second base, but couldn't catch up to that one. And Rosario, a great decision to try and take third. Really I don't think there's a downside. Even if he's out, that just means it's the third out in the inning. And I'll bring up Nolan Beltran. It's a hard ground ball to second base. Briseño gobbles it up, fires the throw to first base in time, and that'll do it for the sixth inning. So the Threshers get a couple on with two outs in the frame, no runs and a hit, no errors, two left. And we're through six full here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers lead the Mighty Muscles by three with a 4-1 score.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Make sure to check us out on Facebook. Stay up to date with everything Threshers at Threshers Baseball, including our Star Wars night. Saturday, May the 3rd at BayCare Ballpark. You can wear your best Star Wars gear or come dressed as your favorite character for photo opportunities all night on the concourse. Gates are at 5:30 for the 6:30 game. And may the force be with you. So a fantastic debut for Kevin Warnick. Two Ks in a 1-2-3 inning. And now Marty Gare, who made his debut last week in Palm Beach, gets his first appearance here at BayCare Ballpark. And Marty's a flame-throwing pitcher. Sends a fastball inside corner to Peyton Carr for a strike. That one clocked at 96. Gare hit 99. But stayed between 97 and 98 over at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The 0-1, that one is low. One ball, one strike. Now the count. One unearned run and a hit allowed on the 19th in Marty Gare's professional debut, which has been a long time coming. The Florida Southwestern State U pitcher went in the 13th round to the Phillies in 2023 after being injured. After nine starts at Florida Southwestern, 36 innings, 3-1 record, a 1.75 ERA with 52 strikeouts in his final season at the D2 school. And Gare now has a 1-2 count on Peyton Carr. One ball, two strikes, the count, kicking the pitch. Fastball upstairs, slipped the grip, and it's 2-2. He was a captain at Cox Mills High School, with 104 strikeouts in 47 and two-thirds innings in his final collegiate season, or his final high school season, excuse me. 2-2. Curveball low, and the count fills up at 3-2. Curveball, change, and a fastball, the three pitches that Gare offers. He'll turn 22 during the All-Star break. Payoff pitch coming to Peyton Carr. Three balls, two strikes. Here's Gare. Fastball ripped into right field and a short run abandoned by Matheson. He'll let that one bounce in front of him for a leadoff hit to start the seventh. First hit allowed by the Threshers bullpen. Second overall, as that will bring up Jefferson Valladares, who walked in the third, is 0-1 on the day. 4-1 the lead for Clearwater. Not much Matheson could do about that one. That was just a really good hit. Carr found the pitch he was looking for and took it in a right, but now a double play threat is looming for the Mighty Muscles. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count, and Marty Gare is not exactly a pitch-to-contact kind of guy. He's got an overpowering fastball And he can certainly put his stuff in the right places to force some ground outs, but he's trying to strike you out every time he comes up to the hill. 1-0 the pitch coming to Valladares. Fastball again. This one just drops below the outside corner. 2-0. Now the count to Jefferson. Another one at 97 from Marty Gehr, who was teammates with former Thresher A.J. Shaver, also drafted in 2023 out of Florida Southwestern State. 2-0 the pitch. Fastball upstairs. 3-0. Gehr came out of the bullpen at UNC Wilmington before transferring to deep to Florida Southwestern State. 17 innings and just one start in 16 appearances. 3-0, and that is a called strike. Fastball to the outer half, 3-1 to the Mighty Muscles left fielder. One run on two hits so far for Fort Myers, 4-on-7 for the Threshers, but they do have an error. 3-1 the count. Leading off first is Peyton Carr. 3-1. And a curveball just misses outside. That's ball four. The first two reach to start off the top of the seventh inning for the Mighty Muscles. That's going to bring out Gustavo Armas after the first two batters are aboard in the seventh to bring up the tying run in Miguel Briseño. And with most minor league games not starting just yet, only Daytona and St. Lucie are going in the Florida State League, where the Tortugas lead the Mets 2-0 in Port St. Lucie. We'll take a look at the Major League scoreboard, whereas the Phillies are taking on the rival New York Mets. 0-0 the score, but Weston Wilson, who rehabbed with the Threshers during the last home series, is in the lineup today for the Phillies, making his season debut for Philadelphia. Tigers lead the Padres 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Top of the second in Cleveland, Yankees lead the Guardians 2-1. Marlins lead the Reds 2-1 in the bottom second. And through five innings, the Cardinals have a 1-0 lead against the Braves in Atlanta, with Nolan Arenado ready to lead off the sixth for St. Louis. So the mound visit is over. That is your active MLB scoreboard update, as Miguel Briseño comes up with two on and no one out at the tying run in the top seven. First pitch, a fastball, dips below the zone for a ball. It's a 1-0 count to Briseño, who is 0-for-2, strikeout and a ground out in his two previous at-bats. Two on and no one out. Pressure shifted for the double play ball, and they won't get it here. Fastball, flied foul, and well out of play. So the count evens up at 1-1. Nobody out here in the seventh inning is Marty Gehr tries to change that. Gehr, 5 seconds on the pitch clock. He has his sign, kicking the 1-1. Fastball zips to the outside corner, and it's 1-2. 97 on the gun from Marty, and that fastball is just a dart when he releases it correctly. 1-2 the count. Gehr looking for the first out of the day. The pitch. Curveball hit on the ground towards short. This could be two. Beltran charges. Only play at first. And Rosario makes the squeeze in time as both runners move up a bag for the Mighty Muscles. Carr to third. Valladares to second. And he was already well close to the bag. Beltran on the run to first. So he chose to make the easy play and get the guaranteed out. Now the infield will push in for the Threshers after the 6-3 ground out, as Angel Del Rosario now takes the mantle of tying run from Miguel Briseño. He already tried a sacrifice bunt today, but reached on an error. First pitch, fastball outside corner, called strike, and it's 0-1. Valladares on second, Carr on third, one gone in the seventh. 3-run lead for Clearwater with an 0-1 count on Angel Del Rosario. Marty Gehr deals. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Gehr certainly could be a starter for Clearwater, but I think with that fastball, he is certainly valuable towards the back end of a Threshers bullpen. Or maybe even a Phillies one down the road for Marty. 0-2 the pitch. Fastball just missing low, and it's 1-2. One and two the count, one gone, top of the seventh inning. 4-1 Clearwater, the pitch. drilled on a line out to left field. Dragu goes back, and he'll cut it off. One run score, rounding third, and coming home is Valladares. He'll make it without a throw. And just like that, the Mighty Muscles cut the lead to one on a two-run single by Angel Del Rosario. 4-3 on the two RBI knock. Still one out in the seventh inning, and now Byron Churio, a difficult player to double up, will come up to the plate as the go-ahead run. And that ball was ripped by Del Rosario. Just sitting fastball, and he got one. Send it out to Dragu, where he could make the run in time to catch it. One gone and one on. Del Rosario's got some speed at first, where he's got a good lead going. And he's off to second. First pitch outside of the fastball. Throw to second base is just late. And Nolan Beltran makes the catch, but Del Rosario gets the steal for a 1-0 count on Byron Churio. Now the tying run is in scoring position with the Threshers clinging to a one-run lead over Fort Myers. Clearwater now bringing up a lefty out of the bullpen, which is likely A.J. Wilson, as the other two lefties pitched yesterday, and Warnick is already out of the game. 2-0 as the fastball misses up to Byron Churio. And that is A.J. Wilson. 2-0 the count. Long look at second for Marty Gare. 5 in the pitch clock. He deals. Holds up the swing just enough. No appeal needed. 3-0 the count. A lot of righties in this Mighty Muscles lineup. In fact, their entire team hits right-handed except for Byron Churio and Jose Salas, both of whom are switch hitters. 3-0. Just missing outside in the fastball, and that is ball four. So, tying runner on second, go-ahead runner on first, and now Marty comes out to take Marty from the game. Marty Malloy walking out of the Threshers dugout. He'll have a chat with Marty Gare, and likely will pull the big righty out of Florida Southwestern State from the game, and he does. Point over to the bullpen means A.J. Wilson is coming in a difficult situation. Two on, one out, and the Threshers holding on to a one-run lead.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycar Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A.J. Wilson has been one of the most productive pitchers out of the pen so far for Clearwater. 5 Ks, 2 walks, 4 1/3 shutout innings for the 24-year-old drafted in the 12th round out of UNC Charlotte. And this is especially impressive considering that A.J. Wilson is a two-pitch pitcher, a nasty sweeper, and a four-seam fastball that hits into the mid-90s. Now the only left hitter in the game or in the lineup for Fort Myers is Jay Thomason. He takes a first pitch sweeper on the inside to start off the count 1-0. Against righties, though, Thomason is 0-3. Flied out and foul ground in the first, grounded out to first in the third, and struck out swinging as the last batter faced by Enrique Segura. Now he's up with a 4-3 lead and 2 aboard, 1 out, and two already across for Fort Myers here in the seventh. 2-0 as another sweeper misses upstairs, and we'll see when Wilson decides to mix in the fastball. Two on, one out. Threshers holding on to a one-run lead. Now the 2-0 pitch. Sweeper again, third time's a charm as that one crosses the plate for a strike. 2-1 to Thomason, playing third base today for the Mighty Muscles. Their bullpen is empty, so we might see Romero for the next frame. Wilson gets set from the stretch. Five of the pitch clock as he glances over the base paths. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. Sweeper again, called strike two on the outer half of the plate. Jay Thomason challenges, and we'll see if he wins or not, according to Xander Hutchinson.
Pitch was called a strike. The batter's challenging.
First challenge of the game from Fort Myers, and it's a strike.
Call's confirmed. Fort Myers has one challenge remaining.
Each team losing in their first challenge. There is one left for Fort Myers.
Has one challenge remaining.
Each team losing in their first challenge. There is one left for Fort Myers.
$1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
The top of the order leads off the bottom of the seventh for the Clearwater Threshers, and that means Aaron Escobar, must-see TV. A laser beam out to right field for his fourth homer of the season. And right now, that solo jack is the difference as the Threshers cling to a one-run lead after surrendering two in the top of the seventh. But we're stretched out, and after the first pitch strike to Escobar, the Threshers are looking to stretch out a 4-3 advantage. Great job on the mop-up work from A.J. Wilson, who has gone multiple innings in every outing so far for Clearwater, except for one. And now it's a 1-1 count to Aaron Escobar, whose home run is his only hit of the day. He's 1-for-3. 1-1 the pitch. Grounds it into his own leg. Foul, 1-2. And the Threshers have a lot of younger players that seem a lot older than they actually are in terms of their maturity and their advanced skills. Eduardo Taid is certainly one that we talk about a lot, but Aaron Escobar needs to enter that chat. High fastball, no swing, so the count fills up at, or the count evens up, excuse me, at 2-2. Escobar turned 20 years old on New Year's Day in his first full season of affiliated ball. 3-2 the count now as the fastball misses upstairs to Escobar. And a full count for a player with some of the best strike zone discipline in the minor leagues. And he shows it there. Breaking ball low and in for ball four. And the leadoff man reaches for the second straight time, drawing a walk to start off the seventh inning. 4-3 the score, Threshers lead. Three hits, two coming in the last inning for Fort Myers. Four hits with three coming in the last inning for Fort Myers. And that will bring up Dante Norri, who has two hits today, including an RBI. He takes a first pitch fastball, straight take on a strike, and it's 0-1. Norri set a career high with three hits in the Jackie Robinson Training Complex a little over a week ago. Back on April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day. Escobar thought about second, and he's going to have to go anyway. High hopper towards second. Escobar's gone for one. No chance at first to get Norrie. Blazing speed up the line, and it's just a 4-3 fielder's choice to get out number one in the seventh. And despite the fact that Norrie has been caught stealing once already, he is one of the fastest runners on this Threshers team. So one gone and one on. We'll see if Norrie will try and go again. But with a power hitter like Tyee, he might just wait to see how far Eduardo can hit this baseball. First pitch, and Tyee hits a high hopper to the third baseman, shifted towards short for the lefty. Throw gets to second in time and on to first in time as well for the 5-4-3 double play. So the Threshers go down technically in order following the leadoff walk. Fielder's choice and a double play complicate things, but we head to the eighth inning with the Threshers ahead 4-3.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Threshers' next homestand kicks off with Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Fans can enjoy $1 tickets, 12-ounce drafts, hot dogs, sodas, snacks, and more coming up during the Threshers' next homestand all the way in the month of May on the 13th against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Almost a month in between next six-game homestands for Clearwater as Daniel Pena takes the first pitch of the eighth inside for ball number one. Threshers have a six-game set with Dunedin next week. A three-game set with Dunedin next week, and then they get come home for a weekend series against Bradenton as Pena takes a sweeper to the outside corner to make it a 1-1 count. Then a six-game set in St. Lucie for A.J. Wilson and the Threshers before coming back home for another three-game set, or another six-game set, excuse me, against Lakeland. 1-1. Sweeper again. This one just missing on the outer edge. And the count's 2-1 to Daniel Pena. Heart of the order leading off the eighth for Fort Myers. They trail by one with Pena, Rodriguez, and Carr coming up to the plate. 2-1. And Wilson sets up from the center of the rubber. Two on the pitch, low and in, 3-1. And no one up in the Threshers' bullpen just yet, but given that it's the top of the eighth inning in a one-run ball game, I'd be pretty surprised if we don't see Titan Hayes starting to get loose, unless they're going to have Wilson go for an eight-out save. 3-1 is the count to Pena. The lefty deals. Sweeper, foul tipped and caught by Shoji Naga. But that makes it 3-2. If another foul tip is caught by Shoji, it'll be strike three. Instead, it's a full count to Pena. Three balls and two strikes. The first batter here in the eighth. Wilson, three on the pitch clock. Kicks and fires in the payoff. Sweeper falls into the outside corner for a called strike three. Pena's walking towards first. He challenges.
Pitch was called a strike. The batter's challenging.
That was Xander Huddleston with the call. If it's wrong, it's the last one for Fort Myers. And it's wrong. Strike three.
The call is confirmed. Fort Myers is out of challenges.
A.J. Wilson gets his second punchy of the day. And that will end the challenges, which is pretty key as now going into the ninth inning, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles will not be able to challenge any close pitches. The Muscles have a lefty warming up in their bullpen, and Jose Rodriguez at the dish taking a breaking ball for a called strike, nothing and one. Rodriguez walked in the fourth inning, but is 0-for-2 otherwise, pop out and a flyout in the second and sixth inning, respectively. Now an 0-1 count to Rodriguez, designated hitter for the Mighty Muscles today. 0-1 the pitch, fastball zips to the outside corner, called a strike, nothing and two. O-2 the count as the Threshers do have a pitcher warming up, and I do believe that it is Titan Hayes. 0-2. Sweeper to the outside corner, called strike three. Drop in the bucket from A.J. Wilson, and he's got back-to-back punch-outs to start off the eighth inning. Both looking, both fooling these Mighty Muscles hitters. Take another look. Perfectly placed ball from Wilson, and he gets Rodriguez staring at that one. So two way, both on strikeouts for Peyton Carr, as I can now confirm that Titan Hayes is loosening up in the right field pen for left field pen for Clearwater. Sweeper, not by Carr that time. It falls out of the zone for a strike, and the count is 1-0. Peyton Carr singled and scored in the seventh inning. He is 1-for-3. Wilson sets up from the stretch, the 1-0. Sweeper on the inside corner, called a strike, and it's 1-1. And typically, you don't see lefty pitchers really working the inside hard on pitches like a sweeper or a slider or a curveball with a ton of sweeping or carrying action. But it does always work on righties for the lefty Wilson. As the breaking ball misses outside there, 2-1 the count to Peyton Carr. But just the movement on Wilson's is there's so much on it that it makes it difficult coming in towards a right-handed batter, even harder perhaps than it is going away from a lefty. And there's the sweeper on the outer edge, evening the count at 2-2. And that has been the majority of the pitches thrown by A.J. Wilson so far, a two-pitch guy with a fastball and that nasty sweeper. He's got a 2-2 on Carr now with two outs in the eighth, 4-3 the score, the pitch, fastball upstairs. And that'll fill up the count at 3-2. First inning, the first strikeout of this eighth inning was on a 3-2 count to Daniel Pena. Wilson trying to K the side and stop this top of the eighth, keeping the Threshers in front. He's got a 3-2 pitch from Peyton Carr. The payoff hit on the ground towards third, turned around on and gobbled up by Gonzalez. Fires the throw to first in time, and a nice play at third will do it to end the eighth inning. So 1-2-3 inning for A.J. Wilson and the Threshers. A pair of strikeouts sends us to the bottom of the eighth, where the Threshers look to pad their 4-3 lead.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers.
The series is far from over. Next home game is tomorrow, Thursday, April 24th, Taps and Tacos Night here at BayCare Ballpark as the Clearwater Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Gates open at 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch, so get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com or visit the BayCare box office here at Bay Care Ballpark. And that is a tongue twister that, frankly, I need to get right. New pitcher coming in for Fort Myers. It's a lefty, Xander Sechrist, facing Joel Dragoo, starting him off with a ball, 1-0 the count. 4-5 and 6, heart of the Threshers' order. Dragoo, Matheson, and Cody Shojinaga. 1-0 the pitch. This ball hit high in the air out to left center field. Charging in is Churio. He makes the catch on the run, showing off the wheels for the first out in the eighth inning. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Clearwater. 3 runs on 3 hits for the Mighty Muscles. And that'll bring up Carter Matheson. A lefty-lefty battle going against the lefty in Xander Sechrist. Matheson is 0 for 3 today, but he's got plenty of pop, and he's hit 2 of his 3 home runs over his career here in this ballpark, taking the first pitch fastball for a called strike. It is an 0-1 count. Threshers up by 2. And Matheson takes a breaking ball outside, evening the count at 1-1. Excuse me. Strikeouts and back-to-back at-bats for Carter. He's 0 for 3 with a ground out as well. Bases clear with one out. Threshers up by 1 in the 8th. Matheson, it's a high fly ball, drifting foul, and out of play down the left field line. It's 1-2. Three homers, 10 RBIs for Carter Matheson, who reached base in all 11 games he played in 2024 with the Threshers. 1-2 the pitch. Breaking ball low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So the 5th round draft pick out of the University of Indiana. Former Hoosier, who is 6 on the program list in terms of homers. 2-2. Outside, that'll fill up the count at 3-2. He has been one of the few Threshers locked to a position. Has only played right field when he's been in the outfield this season. Coming in with a payoff is Sechrist. Kicks and fires. Fastball outside corner. Called strike 3. And Matheson thought about challenging it for a second. Instead, he'll head back to the dugout with the K. 2 down in the 8th inning. And that'll bring up Cody Shojinaga in his last chance to extend his season-long on-base streak for himself and the Clearwater Threshers. 10 straight games reaching base for Cody, and the first pitch fastball misses outside for a called strike, 0-1. Shojinaga so far this season, including the 0-for-3 mark today, is 13 for 36, 3 doubles, 8 ribbies, 8 runs, and 6 walks. Only a small handful of strikeouts. He pokes this one out to right field. Mercedes on the move, makes the catch, leaning towards the floor. And that'll do it for the eighth and possibly for Shojinaga's on-base streak. So a quick 1-2-3 for Xander Sechrist. And the Clearwater Threshers now are up into the ninth inning. They lead it 4-3, and it looks like Titan Hayes is going to come out of the Threshers' bullpen to close this one out. One-run game heading into the ninth. Don't go anywhere.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater.
Another ninth inning One-run lead for the Clearwater Threshers. Who else would be in the game right now? Titan Hayes has served as the closer for the Threshers all year long. And Hayes has been dominant so far. Three saves and four chances. The blown save he had came on a couple of earned runs the last time he pitched at this stadium. But no earned runs so far in seven innings. Nine Ks, four hits, and four walks allowed. And the last two innings, scoreless. And I don't know if that hit off the bat. Looks like it did. So an unfortunate foul ball for Jefferson Valladares as he starts off the ninth inning with an 0-1 count. And like Wilson, Hayes is a two-pitch pitcher, a high heater, averaging around 97 in a slider. There's the fastball. That had some zip, but it missed outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Valladares has walked twice. He's 0-1 on the day. Miguel Briseño's on deck. Angel Del Rosario in the hole after five batters up and out against A.J. Wilson. 1-2 now as Valladares fouls off the fastball from Titan Hayes. One ball, two strikes. Hayes leans in for the side. Kicking the pitch. Outside, just missing on the slider. And the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. Hayes sets back up from the stretch. Now the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Titan Hayes goes upstairs with some high cheese and leaves Valladares wanting for a bit more. First strikeout of the day for Titan. He's got 10 on the season. And we'll take another look. Just a blistering fastball coming in on the right-handed hitter. Not too many guys who can hit that one, as Hayes has picked up his first strikeout of the game. One gone for Miguel Briseño. Two ground outs and a K in his 0-for-3 outing so far. And the fastball drops below the zone for a strike at the knees of Briseño, nothing and one. Hayes pitches exclusively from the stretch where he sets up center of the rubber, now deals 0-1 low, and it's 1-1. Titan Hayes from Oklahoma initially, and he had a long collegiate journey before he came to the pros last season when he was drafted in the 11th round out of Austin Peay State. 1-1. Fouled away over the Mighty Muscles dugout in the first base side and out of play. Now the count drops to 1-2. Hayes began his career at Cowley College in 2021, then transferred to Cisco College the next season, then San Jacinto College North before finishing his collegiate career at Austin Peay State. 1-2. Briseño looks on the slider. It's a ball, but challenged instantly by Cody Shojinaga. Here's Xavier Huddleston.
The pitch was called a ball. The catch is challenging.
It would be the last challenge if it is wrong. The results from ABS say it's a strike three.
Call's overturned. Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
Threshers still have one more challenge as that one just clipped the bottom of the zone. And those are back-to-back strikeouts for Titan Hayes. Two gone in the ninth inning. And now Angel Del Rosario comes up to the plate. He put the Mighty Muscles as close as they've been since that three-run third of the Threshers with a two-run single in the seventh. He's 1-for-3. Fastball misses upstairs. 1-0 the count to Del Rosario. And the Mighty Muscles have had a history of holding some guys who have been in the Florida State League for a number of years back on their roster, as they had Rickson Wingrove, a former Thresher, who played in Clearwater from 2021 to 2022 in Fort Myers last season towards the end of the year before a late call up to High A before he was eventually released. 2-0 count to Angel Del Rosario. Slider outside corner, called a strike, and it's 2-1. Rickson Wingrove now playing with the Kansas City Monarchs of the American International League, or American Association, excuse me. 2-1 to Del Rosario. Upstairs in the fastball, 3-1. And a loud clap of the glove, but the fastball just missed upstairs, coming in at 98 miles an hour. 3-1 the count to Del Rosario, who is the tying run here in the ninth. Pitch from Titan. Fastball again upstairs, and that's ball four, and the ninth inning rolls on. Tying run reaches. Del Rosario on first, and that'll turn over the lineup card for Byron Churio, the speedy center fielder who walked in his last at bat, but he's 0 for 3 on the day. Enrique Segura got him twice in three at bats, two strikeouts, one swinging, one looking for Churio, and Angel Del Rosario is a stolen base threat off of first base. So he'll take a short lead. Guillermo Rosario there to hold him on. Two away here in the top of the ninth. Here's Titan. Fastball, letter high for a called strike. Great starting challenge pitch on Churio, who takes it for a strike, nothing and one. Hayes initially played outfield in high school in Enid, Oklahoma. And he switched to pitching full-time. 0-1, pitch outside, throw to second base is late. And in safely is Angel Del Rosario with his second steal of the day. That puts the tying run in scoring position. Even with a de facto pitch out on that fastball, Del Rosario had too good of a jump to be taken out on that one. So it's a 1-1 count. Tying run now on second base here in the ninth. 1-1 to Churio. Check swing. He went. No need to go around. No need to check, excuse me. And that brings the count to 1-2. Still plenty of fans left here at BayCare Ballpark as they crescendo in support of Titan Hayes, who's looking for the final strike. 1-2 the count. Man on second, two gone. Kicking the pitch. Fastball fouled away over the press box, and we'll do it again at 1-2. One and two to Churio. Del Rosario leading off a second with Beltran holding him on. Four on the pitch clock. The pitch. Hard ground ball, but foul down the first base side. And once again, it's a 1-2 count as Churio battling to stay alive here. Still a 1-2 count. Hayes is set. The pitch. Hit on the ground towards first. This should do it. Rosario scoops it up, takes a short jog to first, and that ends the ball game with a Clearwater Threshers victory. Three unassisted finishes it up as the Mighty Muscles leave a runner on board, and the Clearwater Threshers retake first place in the West by taking the victory here today. 4-3 the score. Starters get the decisions. Titan Hayes gets his fourth save of the season, and that save number four makes him the leader in the Florida State League. Two more saves than anyone else in the Florida State League so far. Enrique Segura gets the victory with one run allowed on one hit and two walks in four innings of work. He struck out four to get his first win of the season, moving his record to 1-2. Eli Jones will take the loss for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Jones allowed six hits, four runs, two walks, four strikeouts in five innings of work. And of course, Titan Hayes, two strikeouts and one walk allowed in the ninth inning to help the Threshers seal the victory. 4-3 the final, and Jesse Rodriguez is ready to have a chat with Enrique Segura, and we'll cut to that in a minute. But don't forget to come back to BayCare Ballpark in about 3 hours when we'll have our first in-season happy hour over at the Tiki Bar with great deals on drinks from 5 to 9 and the friendliest staff that you will ever meet. Starting at 5 o'clock, happy hour in left field. Starting right about now, Jesse Rodriguez chats with Threshers starting pitcher and today's game winner, Enrique Segura. Thanks, Jesse. And muchas gracias a usted. Enrique Segura getting his first win of the season as the Clearwater Threshers held on for a 4-3 win, evening up the series at 1, giving them back a one-game lead atop the Florida State League West Division. Segura with a win, Hayes with a save, and the Threshers are now 10-7 on the season, becoming the second Florida State League team to reach that mark this year. It was the first education day of the season, and in the third inning, the Threshers gave an education on scoring runs. Three runs on two hits in the frame, including an RBI single from Dante Norrie. But a double play ball hustled out by Eduardo Tait ended up with another RBI, but the pitching was the story today. Four Ks for Enrique Segura in five innings, two for Kevin Warnick in his debut, as we take another look at the wild pitch that gave the Threshers their third run of the game. Wild pitches counted for a run for each side, and Aaron Escobar made the difference late with his fourth homer of the season in the fifth inning. And that got the Threshers out to a lead that got as high as 4-1, earning back the run on the last wild pitch. Dominant innings from A.J. Wilson. He had three strikeouts, retiring all five batters he faced in an inning and two-thirds. Then Titan Hayes closed it out in the ninth, as he has done so well all season long. And we won't be playing again until tomorrow night. But again, make sure to come back to the Frenchie's Tiki Bar starting at 5 o'clock. We'll have our first in-season happy hour of the year. When the Threshers are on the road or when they have a Wednesday day game, we'll open up the Tiki Bar from 5 to 9 for some great deals on some great drinks and even better times over at the Frenchie's Tiki Bar in left field. Gates will open again at 5 o'clock, and we'll be done at 9 for the first in-season happy hour of 2025. I'll be there. And until then, I'm going to sign off. 4-3 win for the Clearwater Threshers as we get ready for happy hour at BayCare Ballpark. Unrelated to that, though, thank you all for coming in for our first education day. Hope the kiddos had some fun and hope you guys enjoyed listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network. From all of us here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber. Thanks to the fantastic production crew that does all the hard work while I just sit and talk ball. And we'll see you tomorrow night when the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles starting at 6:30 p.m. Until then, thanks for tuning in, and please enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.